Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Spiritually Fit with your host, Chris Forte. Very excited to be back with you here. It's our second week in this new journey together. For those of you who may be listening for the first time, the show Spiritually Fit is each week we cover the one of the seven practices under and the new Enlightenment Spiritual Fitness Plan. And these are daily practices one can use to slow down, look within, get more connected with oneself and with others. And we live in this busy world, and there's a lot of stuff going on, but if we make ourselves a priority and take care of ourselves, we get to that place of knowing our true self, give ourselves unconditional love and compassion, and start sharing our light in the world. And last week, we touched on the first practice, which we spent most of the show on, which was having some sort of prayer practice. And, you know, for those who listened to the first show, you know, we mentioned that it could be also a practice of being, of having gratitude, being grateful and thankful. And, you know, I'm grateful today to be with someone who is very, very instrumental in the plant-based world and nutrition. And because that's what we're going to talk about today. One of the second spiritual fitness practice is having nutrition as a priority. And, you know, we've been taught different ways how to have nutrition. You know, me growing up, being an athlete and doing a lot of physical fitness, that was kind of like a trade-off for not really eating the right foods throughout life. And though, I the outside appearances may have been looking okay, you know, there something wasn't, you know, feeling right. And then over time, when I took the time that, wow, if putting the right foods and liquids in your body makes such a difference. And it's really, I mean, really at the core, one of the most important things that we all can do. And it's actually quite simple, but we've just never been taught how simple it is. And so with that, I want to interview or introduce my friend Jason Warble, who also goes is by J-Ro, who is the best-selling author of the Hay House Cookbook and Lifestyle Guide, Eternity. As the first ever plant-based chef and nutrition expert with primetime television series, his groundbreaking cooking channel show, How to Live to 100, taught millions of people how to prepare delicious, organic, healthy meals at home. A dedicated practitioner of yoga, Pilates, weight training, meditation, and breathwork for over a decade, he infuses his live events, videos, courses, and coaching with the importance of food, fitness, mindfulness, and spirituality as the cornerstones of a balanced existence. With more than 20 years of professional experience in holistic, plant-based nutrition and wellness coaching, his offerings are fueled by his passionate, lighthearted, and comedic personality. His mission is to inspire you to achieve effortless well-being, clarity, and confidence so that you can live a happier, healthier, more joyful, truly satisfied life. Jason is a graduate of the Living Light Culinary Institute, as well as Byron Katie School for the Work, and received his BA in Marketing Communications from Columbia College Chicago. He lives currently in Los Angeles with his four rescue cats, race cars, and stockpiles of cacao. Blessed that he's back in his hometown, Detroit, here with us today. Welcome, J-Ro.
Thanks, Chris. So good to see you, man. Always good to see you.
Always good to see you.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, these just moments happen. And, you know, it was like last week I said, I'm just going to reach out to Jason because I really wanted to get someone on here to talk about nutrition. And you just happen to be in town.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I mean, I needed an excuse to get out of my mom's house because I've just been eating everything in her kitchen.
It looks beautiful. I've seen the pics on Instagram. I want to come over for one of these dinners.
Legit, man. I get home like twice a year. I've been living in LA for about 11 years now. You know, I three times if I'm lucky, but every time I come home, mom just, you know, you got to eat, baby. You got to eat. She just got that Polish mother thing. So I'm just going to eat.
Right. Well, so, you're looking good, feeling good.
I feel great, man. I feel great. It's a great way to start the new year, just to come back and have family time, catch up with friends, and slow the pace down. You know, part of my thing is really, you know, de-stressing my life. And learning to say yes to only the things that are like in my highest good. Mm. And being here has given me a